Later this month, NJOHSP will publish its annual threat assessment. A few analysts got together to discuss some of its findings.
This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Welcome back to Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. Join us as we talk to local and national experts in these fields to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on current trends and issues facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed, iTunes, or Google Play. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njohsp.gov.
In 2019, the threat to New Jersey will remain largely consistent as in previous years, with HVEs representing the highest threat and most domestic extremist ideologies presenting a moderate and diverse threat landscape.
Let's go over the threat rankings. What's changed since last year?
Well, overall, HVEs remain the highest threat to New Jersey. This actually remains unchanged from last year and the previous year. And also, AQAP, or Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has moved from a moderate to low threat due to their lack of operations in the West and the United States for several years.
What did we see from HVEs in 2018, and what should we expect in 2019?
So as far as HVEs, last year in 2018, the amount of the HVEs that we saw, the incidents here in the United States, it actually went down, and it has consistently gone down since 2015. But even though we've seen less incidents, we still rank them our highest threat because their attacks are so unpredictable. The HVEs, they still have such a sustained support to foreign terrorist groups, and they're very susceptible to online propaganda. In 2018, there were three attacks nationwide, resulting in one death and three injuries. While there weren't a lot of attacks this year, there was still individuals that were arrested for plots, and then others were charged on material support to foreign terrorist groups. But we still saw a decline. That doesn't mean that threat is non-existent. As the threat is declining, it's still going to remain a high threat. Going into 2019, we assess that the threat will remain the highest due to those reasons. The threat from HVEs will still continue despite the decline in activity.
Dylan, can you just quickly identify what is an HVE?
An HVE, it's a homegrown violent extremist, right? So it's an individual who's inspired, as opposed to directed, by a foreign terrorist organization overseas, and they're radicalized in the country from which they're from. So now that we've talked about HVEs and the changes that we've had in our threat rankings this year, let's get into some of the domestic extremist issues that we saw this year. So we know that domestic extremists, their wide-ranging ideologies pose unique challenges to New Jersey and the surrounding region, as they employ a variety of robust methods to conduct attacks, have varying motivations, and are often willing to engage in violence. So before we get into it, John, what exactly is domestic terrorism?
It's violence committed by individuals or groups, including anti-government, race-based, religious, and single-issue extremist ideologies, associated primarily with U.S.-based movements.
So you mentioned that domestic terrorism is violence committed by groups that are anti-government, race-based, religious, and single-issue. So what exactly, what groups have we seen in New Jersey, and what is the DT and domestic extremism landscape that we face?
For domestic extremist groups in New Jersey, we have a lot of wide-ranging ideologies, but we're going to highlight the moderate threat groups in this state. Going into 2019, we assess that anarchist extremists will mobilize in response to issues they believe are unjust, carry out criminal and violent acts during otherwise First Amendment-protected events and protests, and target perceived enemies. So for the upcoming year for militia extremists, we assess that they are going to continue to oppose unlawful immigration, intimidate Muslims, and encourage violence at protests, a departure from previous encounters with the federal government. For sovereign citizen extremists, we assess that law enforcement is going to remain the primary target nationwide as they seek to retaliate against those who challenge their ideology, stockpile weapons, and continue to attack police. For white supremacist extremists, their focus is altering their public image to appear less extreme, leveraging perceived fears, and rebranding in order to conceal their hate-driven ideology. Over the last year, white supremacist organizations in New Jersey have actively attempted to spread their ideology and recruit new members throughout the state. Since January of 2018, there were at least 46 reported incidences of propaganda distribution. Since January of 2018, there were at least 46 reported instances of propaganda distribution, at least 14 of those at higher education institutions, with 6 different groups in 9 of New Jersey's counties.
Thanks, John. Next, we're going to talk about how we assess the international terrorism realm and the threat to New Jersey will be in 2019. Alyssa, what are we going to see from Al-Qaeda going into this year?
Well, Al-Qaeda overall is a low threat this year, and we assess that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will focus on targeting Western interests abroad, disseminating propaganda to its followers, as they've done in the past, and attempting to expand its operations in West Africa.
Thank you, Alyssa. Now I'm going to talk about ISIS. So 2018 wasn't the best year for ISIS. They took a lot